This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the economic through lines of this pandemic has been how our spending has changed. We've talked about that a lot. We're going away from experiences and services, going out for dinner, travel, that kind of thing, toward more stuff, especially stuff you can buy online. For us today, right now on this program, that's flowers. Valentine's Day in a couple of weeks for those who have forgotten. Christina Stembel is the CEO of an online flower delivery company that she started. It's called Farm Girl Flowers. We talk to her every now and then. Hey, Christina, it's Kai. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me back, Kai.
Yeah, you bet. It's good to talk to you. You're rolling on your end, right?
Yes, rolling on my end.
All right, good.
All so ready to go.
Let's climb in on this thing. How we had you on in September. You'd gotten through what was supposed to be a slow summer. How did 2020 end for Farm Girl Flowers?
2020 ended phenomenally. I can't believe I'm saying that with 100% growth year over year.
Well, I'm sorry, 100% growth year on year?
Yeah, 100% growth. It was 40% higher than we were anticipating for the year. I can't believe we did that through COVID. So really happy with how it ended.
I wonder how much of that is people are buying stuff, that is flowers, instead of like services and travel and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, I mean, we definitely benefited, and I feel really bad saying that when so many companies did not, but we benefited from just already being set up as an e-com company. And, you know, it was a big year for gifting because people couldn't be close to the ones that they loved. So they sent flowers and gifts instead. But I'm, you know, still definitely for hoping to get the vaccines in people's hands sooner, even if it means a negative impact for our company.
Of course, as are we all. Can we talk logistics for a second? Because you had to jump through no small number of hoops to get your product out to market in the middle of a pandemic. You got sick and there were workers. I mean, it was a whole big thing. Has that calmed down a little bit? You've put in protocols, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're still spending a lot of money making sure we keep our team safely employed. We've added
like
more precautions even.
Like how much money are you spending?
Over $100,000 a month keeping our team safe. Yeah, it's a lot. Wow. What we do, bi-weekly testing during the holidays. We did weekly testing. We're doing deep cleaning still. But we even added one more thing where a device, a technical device that tracks people with who they're in contact with. So that way we can really identify, you know, when somebody tests positive, we can isolate it and get everybody quarantined that was around them.
Like inside your workflow, your warehouses and whatever, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Did you get whacked at all by the whole shipping mess around Christmas? Because, I mean, you know, I had regular Amazon packages that were late, and it was fine if it was, you know, a light for my bike. But if it's cut flowers, I imagine that's a whole different deal.
Oh, my goodness. We got it so bad. And it's my biggest fear for Valentine's Day, going into Valentine's Day right now. You know, we've had days when 100% of our packages weren't delivered, and we have to take financial responsibility for that. So going into Valentine's Day, when that potentially could be $12 million of flowers aren't delivered on time, that we would have to reship at our expense. And so it's my biggest fear. It's what keeps me up at night. There's just a lot of it that's out of our control completely.
Yeah. So all of that's keeping you up at night. I wonder how much brain space you have to plan for your post-pandemic business, because at some point this is going to be over and you're going to be back to running an e-commerce business with perishable goods in a regular economy. Where are you on that?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that. definitely that takes a mental load up. I think like a lot of companies too, we're realizing, you know, as it was hard this year, like figuring out how to work remotely when we're, you know, manufacturing. But we found out that much of our team can work remotely. And just like, I think everybody else in the state of California, we're looking at like, you know, why are we here then? And, you know, the tax policies and all the things that are being implemented in California are really hard, especially when you have wage level team members and very low margin business. So, you know, we're looking at like, do we even stay in the state? We're looking at much bigger things, and we're getting bigger as a company. You know, this year we're looking at hopefully hitting $100 million in revenue. And so we're no longer going to be a small business. And so we really need to think about those things. And we want to make some profit that we can give back to our teams.
Did you imagine when you started this thing that you'd be looking at being a $100 million a year business?
I mean, I never had any idea that I could do that bootstrapped, to be quite honest. I thought we would have to raise capital, and I'm a little proud, I have to admit.
As well you should be. As well you should be. It's a company called Farm Girl Flowers. Christina Stembel founded it. She runs it. She probably does everything else in the middle, too. Christina, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you again.